Father Lombardi, following the catechetical style of Pope Francis, I'd like to ask you to share with us your three favorite moments, or most significant moments, or most important moments during this World Youth Day in Rio, from your point of view.
I would stress the moments in which I saw the Pope very profoundly moved. The first is as he prayed in front of the Virgin of Aparecida in the chapel, as he came to the sanctuary of Aparecida. This was the Marian moment that he desired very much, and he had decided to add to the trip to Brazil. And this encounter with the Mother for him was deeply, deeply important and touching. The second is the moment in the chapel of the favela. Also there I saw him very profound, moved spiritually, taking part to the suffering of the people. And he says always, I desire a church for the poor, a poor church for the poor. And then this was the occasion in which he was with the poor and for them in the chapel, then spiritually witnessing the love of God, of Christ, for the poor. And the third, I think, is at the end of this final Mass, because it was the moment of the envoy, of the mission. The Pope stresses very much the missionarity of the Church. This was the moment in which he sends all these young people that came to Rio to go in the world, to go to the end of the world to announce the love of God. He says continuously, you have not to remain inside, you have to go out. This was the moment in which this immense crowd of more than 3 million people was beginning to go in the entire world to bring the word of God and the announce of the love of God in a very concrete way, witnessing the love with their different responsibilities in their daily life and so on. If you have so 3 million people present that go, and many other millions that have seen and heard all this and are tortured and then will also go, then you think that the world can receive a good service from the Church.